While I've got you on, I can't let you go without talking about Queen Georgia. Track record over the 712 to go with Memphis's joint track record for the 500. She was fabulous at Sheffield, and that form has shown itself through, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, listen, as we spoke about Floyd, I was touch and go about how far she would stay. And listen, there were a couple of you said they thought she was ideal for the Regency and all the rest of it, and I had a slight doubt, so I wasn't too sure, because it's very difficult to see a bitch that can do 27.30 or 27.27 or something like that around Sheffield for the 480 and just keep running, just keep that pace going. And only the greats do that, Floyd. Only the greats. And I'm going back years that some of the greats that I remember that could do runs and could do the times over sprints that could maybe top sprinters would do, but just keep going and all that, you know what I mean? And just keep skipping on. So, it's just brilliant that when you look at Sheffield and you look at this and you think to yourself, I always thought she was a bit of a stayer. Always seen it at Hove after the winning line, but then you start wondering how far. Yesterday was absolutely phenomenal. I thought it helped with the track the way it was. The track was brilliant yesterday. Absolutely top of the game. The times tell you that, Floyd. But I thought she handled it well. And to Mars Bitch, I'll be truthful with you, I thought Mars Bitch had the beat there. When I watched the race, I thought Mars Bitch had the beat there. When you see her turning in behind her, and you know that's a great bitch at Mars. But for her to hold it, it was absolutely phenomenal for me. So it's like what I said before the 660 final in Sheffield when I was talking to Brendan. And we were in discussion and we were talking about do you think she'll stay and all the rest of it. And I said, there's one thing, Brendan. Come Sunday at Sheffield, we'll either be unwrapping a new Christmas present or we'll be back to the drawing board with her. And it is true, Floyd, we've unwrapped a new Christmas present for us. And the way she's behaving this morning is absolutely unbelievable. I'm suspecting her to be a wee bit tired or this or that, Floyd, because I've seen it all before. I cannot believe the way she's reacted this morning. Absolutely brilliant. To nothing out of her. Absolutely perfect. So we've got plenty to look forward to here. Looking at it, and I'll be truthful with you, I can't wait.